to Psalms. And let's go to the King Version and remind ourselves of what the Father wants from us. Thank you all for testimonies. And understand that the enemy is trying to fight and is fighting against your minds. Amen. He wants you to, let's get the regular King Version. He wants you to stop praising God, turn away from God, get up to God. That we have to make sure that we understand are. This is a joyful unto the Lord, all ye lands, that all nations of people, not just the land itself, it's all ye nations, all ye people around the nations. Next verse says what? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his what? With singing. Know ye that the Lord. Remember we said that last week. There's one thing that we know. There is God, and I'm not him. So I'm going to put my problems in the hands of one who is God. I remember when Sims, going 3 years ago, he just spouted this, Elder Sims there, he spouted this phrase out of his mouth, and he was, and you know how he gets real excited, and he said, you the God. He didn't try to say it pretty. He said, God, you know what we need. You the God. You're the God. We're not God. So we're going to cast all this on you. Know ye that he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. That means he's going to take care of us. He owns his children. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So therefore we need to enter into his gates. When you're going to come into his sanctuary, when you're going to come and worship him, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Not only does he want you to thank him, he wants, listen at this, not only does he want you to thank him, he wants you to be. Not just do, but be. Become thankful. Become a thankful, a thank you offering. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is what? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalms 136. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is, for his, so this is going to tell us who to give thanks to. We just read one that told us what we're, how we're to come to his presence and approach God. That's with thankfulness and a thankful heart. This one says, oh, give thanks unto the what? God knows there are other people who think there are other gods. We know that there's only one God. But there are other people who think there are other gods, and people can create their own gods. Hello? But we give thanks unto the God of gods. The God of gods. The God, so even if you make your own God, what you make it of, you had to get the material from the God of gods. Even if you created him in your mind, you got the material to work with your mind. You got it from the God of gods. Okay, thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Okay, thanks unto what? People call some of things Lord and all that. Let people Lord over them. But we only have one Lord, and he's the Lord of lords. He's God of gods, for his mercy does what?
And then it says to him who alone doth great wonders. For his mercy, what? We know that he's the God of gods, he's the Lord of lords, and he's the King of kings. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Your God is in control of every God. Your God is in control of every Lord. Your King is the King above all kings. And we're to be giving him thanks because all that he is. What should we give him thanks for? Let's go to that would be Ephesians 5:20, if my mind serves me correctly. If not, I'm going to find it. Yeah, 5:20. I love to share this with people because some people say we think we're to give thanks to God for all the good stuff. But we're to give thanks to God for all the stuff. For all the stuff, because he's going to work with all the stuff. Amen. Heard somebody say, now, you mothers help me. What does it take to make a cake? Flour? Sugar? It's oil? Flavor? Baking powder? I guess I thought I heard somebody say that. What else? Butter? Somebody say butter? Amen. Then sister turns and says, now, all of these things it takes to make a cake. I don't know if we missed anything. But sister turns went on that I wanted to put you into heat. That's part of the ingredients we don't like. It takes some heat. And it takes time in the heat. Hello? And when you think about those ingredients, most don't eat them by themselves. So God is the ultimate baker, the ultimate food maker. He feeds us. But he knows how to take some of everything, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a lot of heat, put it all together and make something good for you, that and for me. But that's what God is going to do. All of these trials, the enemy trying to mess with our mind, messing with our bodies, messing with our money, messing with our family, messing with our children, messing with our church. God is going to take all these ingredients that are no good by themselves, and he's going to just enough heat. By the way, he is the one who has his hand on the thermostat. He turns it up as high as he knows what you can make. He's not going to let anybody turn it up higher than you're able to deal with. But he's going to make something good out of your troubles. He's going to bring something good. Several people testified, you know what? He sent all these troubles, but it's just going to make me run up. I hate to tell you, that's one of the marks of a Christian. When things go wrong, we don't run away from God. We run to God. We run to God. Now, yes, we run to some other stuff too, because we are human, and we operate in our soul realm, not in the spiritual realm. If you operate in the soulless realm, that's what your mind, your will, and your emotion, how you feel. And if you're led by your body, your lower nature, you're going to run to a lot of stuff to try to bring you comfort. Don't ever forget, no medicine works without the doctor of doctors. If he don't let it work, it won't work. If he doesn't speak life, it's going to die. One of the things that the Bible says, we'll give thanks, we'll let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Him whom the Lord hath out of the hands of the enemy, we are to bless him, to praise him, because he heals all our diseases, and he forgives all our iniquities. He satisfies lives with good things. There's a devil. I'm so glad she, who was that? The baby girl read the Daily Word. Who was it? Ariana read the Daily Word. And she said, most Americans don't want to talk about Jesus. I'm not of that crew. I appreciate, who was that? Said, I talk about, oh, Kathy. Say, I can talk about Jesus on my job. Thank God for the freedoms that we have. And remember, for this time, everybody's like, this age. We're living in a time and age where God has allowed the devil to be able to operate. He's on a schedule. And God has set his time. God has set his limits. But don't you get too comfortable. Always stay thankful. Always be on the lookout. You know, like, I just think some bad facts, some bad is going to happen. And ain't no use hearing about things that ain't going to happen. They going to happen. Be ready. Keep on the of God. So it comes, because it'll come. The devil can't visit your house. We're in a season. That's what I'm just saying. We're in a season. I know we're in a season of being thankful, and then we're in a season of being feasting, but we're also in a season. Listen at this. As you go through this Thanksgiving season, there will be times the enemy, you know, might say, what is all these holidays for? Let me just tell you, number one, it's a commercial thing. Every holiday tell you need to buy something. And you ain't really celebrating it unless you buy all the stuff that say you ought to buy. It just ain't 4th of July without no firecrackers. Blame them. I done got to the age, I don't hear all that noise. When I was young, I used to want to hear all that. Pow, pow. I know how to do that right. We didn't get the big old firecrackers. We got them little firecrackers. All them fire cats and all that. And so I wanted to make mine bigger and make it go up, you know, bigger. Just the one little pop wasn't enough. So I tied two of them together and then threw them away. Y'all, anybody ever done that? Well, I tied two together, but they came apart, and I threw the one away that wasn't it. Guess where the other one was? In my hand. Pow! I'm still scarred. Are y'all hearing this? My mother had been in heaven for about almost at least 30 years, more than 30 years. It was this year. Rochelle. It was this year among all the years that for some reason I missed my mother and her birthday. I mean, praise God that she's here. I mean, that she's in heaven and that she ain't got to go through nothing else. Don't get me wrong. I miss her, but this year, this October 18th, for some reason, it's almost like I turned into a boy and I missed my mother. And I was, mama, and I was depressed. It may have happened other times, but this is the only year that I acknowledged it. And I realized that it was so strong. The enemy will come trying to make us down and wants us to be unhappy. But you know, the Lord says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That means rejoicing in the Lord is your strength. And this devil is getting, he's faithful to his job. He's consistent. He's going to always, if he can come himself, he's going to send some demon for you. Every day, it ain't Satan. He can only be in one place at one time. But he got demons and devils that will come to try to mess with you. So I said, this is a time of faith and a time of feasting. What I'm saying to you is, don't just lose yourself in the feasting. Because this is a time of year. Number one, it's winter. They call it seasonal. Sad. Ain't that a mess? Seasonal affective disorder. There are people who get depressed during the fall and winter seasons because it's darker. It gets darker early. Hello? There's less sunlight, and you feel dark, and then it rains, and it gets cold and all that, and most of the trees start dying. Grass is not green. Stuff, people, we are part of this environment and do understand the earth did not begin to corrupt until Adam corrupted himself, and he affected the earth. So you can't be surprised that the weather can affect our mental state. Are y'all hearing this? But the devil is constantly trying to use things against you. And I want to say, because, you know, I heard somebody mention pornography, and some of us get all, oh, wait, I said that in church. Okay, it's real. It's real. Like I said, it's a time of fasting. I am encouraging you, make sure as you feast that you're closer to God. Don't just draw closer to food. Hello? Most of us don't need this stuff. Okay? And so at least, somebody hear me. This is somebody. At least think about the fact that if you're going to eat 2 and 3 different pieces of cake on Thanksgiving, the 2 days like today and tomorrow and all that, don't eat any cake. Did you hear that? It's not even have some of these good things. Our problem is we have them all the time. Somebody say amen. I'm saying take some steps to defend yourself against the foolishness and the wiles and the fiery darts of the enemy. And let me tell you, one of the things that he will use to try to destroy you is food. Don't you forget the whole thing that got this mess started on earth was what? Food. Are you hearing this? Let the devil overtake you. If you know like I know, I can't stand another pound. Not well. Oh, y'all kidding? I don't want nothing. No. I'm determined to lose this season. I'm not gaining anything. I mean, when it comes to weight, I'm not gaining anything. Because sooner or later, you might be right at that step where the devil say you pre-diabetic. I'll be darned. I ain't going to be pre nothing. Some stuff. The thing I don't want to hear is I could stop it, but I didn't even make a choice. If they say pre-diabetic symptoms, what you start doing? Walking. You start going back to the gym and do that. So I ain't got the will for it, but I bet when they say pre-diabetic, what does that make you? But to be back, I'm saying, guys, don't let the devil fool you and let you get drunk on food and let you gain some more pounds. How many of you know you eat too much and you've eaten too much and it's depressed because you knew you should have done it? Come on, raise your hand. Come on, we at home. I'm telling you because I've done it. So during this time of feasting and fasting, naturally, the Lord tells me, now you need to turn the television off. You need to quit looking at that news. It doesn't make you upset and frustrated and all that. So, listen, the enemy has the world all focused on, and he doesn't have us focused on being thankful. He has us focused on Thanksgiving, the meal. Whether whose house we're going to over to eat and all of that, and especially if it's family. And by the way, I said that all families are dysfunctional. Everybody got a crazy uncle. Might be the crazy uncle or crazy aunt. You might be that one. The enemy doesn't want us to focus on Christ. He wants you to be depressed because you ain't got certain things for Christmas and all of that. And then really want to make you depressed. You as a believer should understand stuff ain't about Jesus. Who you think that is telling you, oh, you ain't got nothing for Christmas? Do you think that's Jesus? It ain't even his birthday. Let's get food back. I'm going to be depressed because I ain't getting nothing for Christmas. I don't need anything. Hello? All I want for Christmas is about 50 pounds gone. That's all for Christmas. But I want to say, saints, the devil is so stupid. He tries to raise the stuff. He knows what season I'm in. I'm in this season where I'm trying to draw closer to God. I was really been selective about what I would watch on vision. Sister Christian was sitting in the room, laying in bed, looking at television, and then the phone rang. And it was DirecTV. It said, we wanted to thank you for being a customer. Be a small customer. We're not calling to tell you anything, but we wanted to let you know that channels 5 through this so-and-so, so-and-so are free. and we want you to enjoy the next 30 days, for the next 3 months with no charge and all that. And I was just waiting for her to say, you want to make that deal? And I said, no, I ain't making nothing. So she didn't say, all you have to do is say yes, and then you can cancel it and all that. No, no. It's only free for you to watch. You ain't got to put no more money down. If you want to keep the channels, then after the 3 months, you call us and tell us we will add it to your package. I say, okay. And I went to the channel 5, this and 5. And do you know what it was? Playboy? Hustler? I said, this devil is... This witch called me. Call me and offer me for free. Now, guys, you know that's the devil. Devil, you are a liar. I even checked those out. And then he offered them me for free. And I got to be strong for the next 90 days. I got to be strong. Oh, no, how the devil making it. Y'all say, go check it out, Mike. Go check it out, Mike. The devil, you think he didn't say, go check. When Sister Christian leaves, the word in the room right now, but when she leaves the room, I just got to be strong. Everybody say strong. I'm gonna look at cartoon. Elder say you better watch them. But you know what? And I saw it and I knew it was the devil. Paul says, for we're ignorant of the devices of Satan. We already know his schemes. Put that back up there. So this is what I'm doing. I'm thank you, Lord. Not that the devil tried to tempt me and not that he threw away, but that I had enough sense to know, oh, this ain't nothing but the devil, yeah, and I ain't even going there. Giving thanks, how long? Always. For what? All things. Did you hear that? You know that means good, bad, and ugly. All of it. Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another. In what? Fear of the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 15. Everybody, we're there. Look at it. By him, that would be Jesus. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Did you notice it said continually? Offer to him the sacrifice, the praise, that is the fruit of our lips. Not just to think about it, but open your mouth and thank him. Let it come out. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18. Let's read it together. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the who? The doers of his word. Amen. Hashem is coming.